Sounds good.
Nico, how's it going? John with Local Splasher.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, not bad, man. Freezing cold, but it's good.
Yeah.
Sorry about it. Well, Nico, I hope I caught you a good time here. I know you wanted to schedule to give you a call and see what we can do as far as making stuff happen for your Google presence there. Do you have a couple minutes?
I do.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Now, I just want to make sure, did you have somebody else that we wanted to involve in this conversation or?
No, shouldn't need to.
Okay. Okay. Beautiful. Nico, now I'm horrible with spelling again. These artists, so don't laugh too hard with me. Is it spelled N-I-C-O?
Two C's.
Two C's. All right. I'm always off on spelling. Nico, how do you spell your last name?
It is M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z.
All right, Martinez. And just to confirm here, this is the best phone number for our team to reach out to you in case if we need to update anything or reach out to you. Is that right? Ending with the 6904?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this next part is for Google. I need to make sure I have it on point. If not, it could delay a lot of stuff. I don't want that to happen, so I want to double down on it. The business name, Grandscapes. Address I have is 10313 Trevina Loop Northwest. I'm sorry, 87114. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. Now I know I made a lot of promises for you. So we're going to develop a website. We got Facebook ads. Everything here. I want to make sure our team can introduce themselves to you. Go over finer details. You can gather pictures, testimonials, videos, things like that. I'll give you some time. Maybe we could set that up. For them to go over that with you on Monday, that way you can gather those things together as well. Would you have an hour window to speak with them on Monday?
Monday, yeah, I should. It's just a matter of when.
Okay. You tell me what works better for you. Yeah.
I think I have one thing, and like maybe I have two, but we'll need to I need to call a client for that one. If you want to just call me around the same time.
Yeah. Okay.
I could just kind of let you know. I can't give you an answer on what time today. I need to speak with a client on that, but.
Okay. That's all right. That's the technician call part. So I could put a tentative appointment from like noon to one, your time. And then if it's taking too long or if you get too busy, all we ask for is communication. Just let our team know. They'll go ahead and accommodate to change it up or whatever you need from there. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Okay. So I'll put it for noon to one. Now, I'm going to send you an email as a Google invite on there. Just all you need to do is hit yes on your side. They're going to hit yes on their side just to show you that they're committed to the meeting. And again, if you need to change it, just let them know. That's all that's important on there. Okay.
Okay.
So give me 2 seconds here. And that way you have my email as well too. That's always the best way to, you know, contact me if I'm on the phone or anything like that. You can always email me. I can be able to respond to you quickly in that sense too. Okay.
Awesome. So,
yes, sir. Okay. Oh, why is that going? That's why. Okay, it's coming right now. Let me know once you got it. I'm going to put a reminder for these guys, too.
You sent it via email, you said, yeah?
Correct, yeah. It's going to come from JSEO at localsplash.com.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, perfect. And once you did that, let me know so that way I'm not confusing you on anything here. Okay, perfect. So the next part, Nico, this everything we're going to go over here, it's very quick, but I just want to make sure that you understand you're not married to it, okay? If you ever needed to modify anything, change things up, you could do it yourself if you wanted to, but our team is there for you. I'll put it this way, if you're paying for our services to help you, utilize them, okay? So as far as your hours of operations, now I know I have a lot of things from Google and everything already, but I'd rather ask from the horse's mouth here. As far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be shown on Google for that?
I think I accidentally put 9 on there. 8 to 5 would probably be better.
Okay. Monday through Friday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm glad I asked.
Yeah.
All right. And then I'll just throw things from Google just to make things a little bit easier. So I'm not asking you 21 questions here.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Now, far as your service radius, like I said, this goes about like a 50-mile radius out, right? I know you want to go pretty much anywhere, but try to stay local if we can, so that you're not spending more money on gas, if anything, too. Do you want me to put it at 50-mile marker, or did you want to put it like specific areas as well, or talk to me about that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of how far 50 miles is. It's about
like an hour and a half drive, if anything, sometimes. So.
Yeah. I've gotten some pretty decent jobs, because there's Belen, so if Belen is Googling stuff and they're willing to call somebody out here, it's probably because they need something big. But, and Santa Fe is also probably around 40, I don't know exactly, but maybe just for, is there any harm in going 50 miles besides getting an occasional phone call?
Yeah, man. Yeah. How about this? I'll keep it at 50 miles out, and then if it's too much or you're getting too busy and things like that, you can always scale it down too, you know, so that way you're not being bombarded either. Okay.
Sure.
And then for the website on here, did you want us to develop a new website for it, or you want to keep this website and just make sure that one's highlighted so that way people find it?
I don't really mind the website that they made. They already have it up. I checked, and there's a problem with it, though. It's another thing that kind of bothered me. I had one issue with the website that they developed, and I had emailed them about it. It says Gardenscapes on one of the logos for some reason, and that's not my business. So I emailed them that when they asked if, if I had any comments on it, and they kind of just didn't change it. So I don't know if you guys actually, I might even be able to, I don't know if I could get somebody else to do that. But if you guys can change that, I don't know exactly how they put it up. I could give you access to the domain and stuff if you guys feel like there's any changes that needs to be done. I don't really have any other discrepancies with that website except for that. I think they even put the phone number and the email on the very first.
Yep.
Readily available. I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, that's for our technician guys. Ask them kindly on there because, they'll be able to help out, I think, especially for something small. But here's the thing. I do say they put your business name as Southwest Grandscape.
That's the legal name, but the other name is just Grandscapes.
Okay.
I don't really mind that either, I guess.
Okay. So, I'm going to give you my suggestion. So this is my suggestion. All right. I'm going to put it in this sense. When you think of McDonald's for their sign, you see two arches, right? When you think of McDonald's, the color, you already know it. So, what I'm trying to say is everything is very consistent. Now, when it comes to your Google listing, if I put you as Grandscapes and then all of a sudden I go to your website and it says Southwest Grandscapes, it might throw them off just a little bit. I'm not sure. Could be hit miss. I don't want you taking a risk on that either. Would you like me to keep the business name consistent with the website as well as Southwest Grandscapes, or do you want to just keep it as Grandscapes?
I would like Grandscapes. I think the only reason why we chose that domain was because I had a developer do a different website in the beginning, and they just kind of modified it under the domain name. And I think that first developer had told me that Grandscapes wasn't available. So I don't know if there's a workaround for that. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to keep it as Grandscapes. And then again, that's going to be a tech question on that one. That's something I don't know. They would have to look that up themselves on there.
Okay.
I'm sure we could be able to help out. I'm pretty positive on that. All right. Next part here. So far as your business itself, it's licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how do you accept payment from your customers? You said, is it just cash, check, or do you do Zelle or anything like that, Venmo?
I do Venmo. I haven't really had the need to incorporate accepting credit or debit. I don't really want to start accepting credit or like financing or anything like that. So maybe debit or something.
Okay.
I can incorporate that. But yeah, I got Venmo and I have like, you know, checking cash, typical stuff.
Okay. That's all right. And then again, if you need to add it or take things off, let us know. We'll do that for you. Okay. Now I already can pretty much find the services you offer through your website on here, but is there anything that's not on your website that you definitely want to add in, to the services to be found for?
Let me have a look. I'm going to log into it real quick.
Yeah, better do. I want to make sure we do this right here.
Yeah, I know I have a bunch on there, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
One second.
I got maintenance, lawn care, irrigation, sprinklers, hardscaping, construction, artificial grass, sod, gravel. Man, I can never pronounce this for the life of me. Airscaping.
Airscaping. It doesn't look like that.
Right. I got retaining walls, pavers, patios, waterfalls, fire pits, and fencing.
Yeah, I think that covers pretty much. I mean, I would like there to be I don't know if there's any way, this is just something off the top of my head. I'm kind of like trying to focus on, I would love some commercial work. I know it's not as easy as just, like posting something on your website or anything like that, but this is more kind of, I guess, facing the residential. I don't think there's really anything that you could add for, to appeal to commercial.
Actually, we can. Yeah. So not through your website or anything, but we could target. So that way, because you have Facebook ads as well, and I know a lot of people I have a really good debate with this. Where, yes, business owners are not going to be searching through Facebook most likely for, maybe they will, but for Facebook to find, you know, other businesses to work with, right? But they do have Facebook accounts. And like I said, this is all linked together. So if they're looking on Google or these other directories, and then they go to their Facebook, your ads will pop up on them. So that's another way to kind of get your business in their face to say, hey, I'm here for you if you need me, you know? So I'm glad you mentioned that. Let me go ahead and put that in. And almost done having all the words here as well, too. Places. Sorry, I take them a little bit.
No problem.
Okay. And so next part after this. So we'll have the voice verification part. This is where I was telling you it's protecting you. So I'm not accepting a no for an answer on this, okay? I'm going to put the pricing in there. So that way you're grandfathered in for the life of you being with us. Okay. That price will never change unless you decided you wanted to upgrade your package or anything like that. In that scenario though, please let me know because I can go ahead and put the same promotional rate applied to those other packages. So you're not paying the same, initial, normal fees. Okay. I want you always getting that promotional rate. So let me get that set up as well. And I think we're all set there. Okay, let me go ahead and send this off. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay, so I will ask a few questions in the beginning here, all right, just to get you verified, Nico. Please, if you have any questions or concerns, stop me in my tracks and just ask away because that's what I'm here for. I want to make sure you feel very comfortable with everything here, okay? But I'm going to give you a phone number first before I get started so that way I'm going to bring this phone number up again in the recording. I want to make sure you have a way to contact us. It's voice activated. And you can contact anyone here through this number. So let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
All right. 877-635-6225.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Save it as local splash.
All right.
Beautiful. Like I said, it's voice activated. Open Monday through Friday. We're closed on weekends, though. All right. So I'm gonna get started. So try to answer as clearly as possible, and we're all good from here. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Groundscapes.
All right. And please state your name and title within the business.
Nico Martinez, operator.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to hit pause on that for a second here. So, Nico, it's very important that we keep everything very confidential between us and you only, okay? So after this recording, we'll set up a security question. That way, anytime we call in, you'll know it's us calling because we'll only ask a security question. We will never give out that answer to you, okay? So just making sure you understand. I don't want you falling for anything out there. I'm gonna continue here.
Okay.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on January 19th in a non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 19th of every month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. As promised, we want to make sure you're protected, man. Okay. We're on the last 2 parts here, Nico. Security question. I joke around a lot about this, but please don't forget your own answer to your security question once you're locked out of your own account, okay?
Sure.
We have 3 choices. You can make up any answer you want, though, but we have mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I guess first pet.
Okay. And what would that answer be?
Storm.
All right. Bringing it in. So I'm going to go ahead and put that in there. It's not going to change. And again, if you ever feel uncomfortable with talking to somebody that says they're Local Splash and you're just kind of iffy on there, you can always hang up the phone, call 877 number, and they'll always ask that security question, okay? So put that in there. Yep. And last part here. Nico, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
I think it's this first and last.
Okay. And then I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, right, the 10313?
Yeah.
All right. And what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It is a MasterCard.
All right, beautiful. Now, Nico, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right. 5348-7700-0045-4197.
All right. And the expiration date?
0428.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code?
142.
All right. Now, before I process this payment, now, you know I wasn't lying to you, man. We got you at a really good promotional rate. I'm going to refresh it like 3 times real quick just to make sure it stays like that in our system, okay? So I hope you don't mind our patience on that one.
No problem. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got to take care of you, man. All right. We're looking good? Yeah, we're looking good. All right, I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Please stay on the phone with me. I want to make sure I keep to my promise where you see your invoice through text and email here. Let me know whichever comes first to you. It's going to direct you to the same spot. I can go ahead and show you the breakdown in there, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, I got it. I have it via text.
Okay, beautiful. In that text, there's a spot when you open it up, there's a link that says click here to accept your subscription terms or something like that.
It doesn't say, oh yeah, well, I'm going to say that. And then, you mean after I hit the link?
Yeah, yeah. When you hit the link there, it should have the breakdown of everything we discussed. Even, we, like I said, we put $100 into your Facebook ads already for you. There's short descriptions of everything. Now, just letting you know, there is other short descriptions of other packages that you can upgrade to. But again, let me know if you decide to do that, so that way I can apply the promotional rate to those as well.
What would I need? What is the other
packages?
Packages, what do they consist of?
So the reason why I didn't even bring those up to you is because, well, hope I earn your trust when I say this, it's a little more on the pricier end, but they were more for pay-per-clicks, and the other one is pay-per-leads as well. The one that you have right now is unlimited through the local map section as well. So they have that plus extra things on top of that, okay?
Okay.
So it's different budgeting and things like that, but sounds like from what we were speaking about previously, it's not something that you were needing at the moment. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, I just wanted to make sure I'm looking out for you that you're not spending money on things you don't need.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So let me just try and find this, what you're talking about. I got an email. Let me try the email, because the link in the text is just taking me to, like, a reply.
Okay.
I have the welcome to the local splash email. Access your dashboard, I assume.
No, there should be another email. It will say local splash initial invoice. Do you see anything like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is.
All right, perfect. In there, they'll have that link where it says click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay.
Perfect. Take your time. As promised, I'm here if you need me. And then at the bottom there, everybody misses these two little checkboxes because they're so small. Once you type, click those, you'll be able to type in your first and last name, just like it shows on the card there. And then, let me know where it takes you next, but I'm going to be here with you in case you have any questions. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Nico, you're still there with me, though, right? I just want to make sure I got real silence.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
That's pretty quick. Yeah, just reading.
You're all good, man.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I could read all this, and I'm sure it's pretty solid. It looks pretty good to me, pretty typical. There's always just a little bit of faith that I got to put in you guys whenever I do this. It's part of being, I understand the situation as a contractor. So sometimes I'll go over the contract a little bit more thoroughly later on. But,
okay. Yeah. And if you had any other concerns or questions, you have my email, you have my number, my extension. As you could tell, that's why I wanted to be on the phone with you too, you know, I'm very confident in everything I say and how I strategically make sure that it's a right fit for you. All right. That's my job, if anything, but I take pride in it because I don't want you signing for something, promising moon and stars and not deliver or something we don't do. You know what I mean? I'm just not that guy.
All
right.
All it comes down to is I just want leads. Whatever you guys do to make that happen, I don't really care. I know there's a process and stuff and there's specifics that, but I'm going to trust that you guys know how to do just meets. That's all I want. And, I know it's not going to be like immediately I'll get a bunch of leads tomorrow, but.
No, yeah, it's nothing like that. Yeah, remember, it'll gradually pick up because we have to get that Google Business Profile to move up the rankings for people to actually find you. So once you're on that first page, that's when you're going to really start seeing things boom. but, yeah.
Well, that's definitely worth the $250 if you can get me on that front page. I know how valuable that is, so You guys feel like you could do that pretty soon? You said typically like 30, 45 days, huh? That's pretty good.
Yes, sir. That is. And to be real with you, I mean, I don't want to make you a promise I can't keep, but because you're already verified and stuff, I believe it's going to be a lot more smoother for us because we just need to put those right keywords, those services, in those areas within your service radius. So, and you have a web presence. So, I mean, you knocked off all three check marks that could delay things a lot. So I'm pretty confident behind this for you, man. Just
awesome.
In my own eyes. Yeah.
I do have a question just out of curiosity.
Go for it. Yeah.
The other marketing agency they had, they said they were going to do blogs. I don't know if that's something that you guys do at all. They said they do blogs, and then I guess they have a link inside of their blogs that takes them to my, I don't know what kind of method you guys use, but just out of curiosity, is that something that you guys, like, is that a strategy?
No. Not with Local Splash, yeah, because the number one rule that we cannot do right now is talk to your customers, and that's kind of considered with that on there. So, yeah, I have been asked this a few times, so I'm trying to talk with the higher-ups as well, too, see if that's – because we're always modifying things and always improving to, you know, get the better experience for the business owner, such as yourself. But at the moment, not now. But it is something we've been bringing up, actually.
Yeah, like I said, I don't care. If the results are there, it's
strong. Right. Results is the key thing here. So we'll focus on your Google Business Profile, get that up on that first page, get your Facebook linked with that, target marketing ads through there, and your local directories. That's where we're at with you to make this thing happen. And if the other company for the website is not working out, let us know, or actually just talk to me about it. I'll make sure to, you know, help you out with the website as well, too, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. At the end there, it should take you to somewhere else, though. Did it take you anywhere else?
The username and password?
Yes. Okay. So tomorrow when our – or not tomorrow. I'm so sorry. On Monday, when our technicians give you a call, they're going to call you from the 877 number. They will go over a few things like I mentioned, and then they will show you and give you that login and password to that. That's your dashboard to keep track of your analytics. If I give you the best advice here, keep track of your analytics through there and communicate with our team. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I like to see numbers.
Yes, sir. Beautiful. Okay. That is everything to me, too. So I'm glad we're on the same page. All right. So, yes, if for any reason, I highly doubt it, but if they forget somehow to not show you through that, ask them about it. That's how I'm going to say it's that important for anybody.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, listen, you did amazing, man. I appreciate your business, sir. Welcome to the family. Congratulations. Please have a wonderful and safe weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. If for any reason it takes too long or you need to reschedule, let them know. That way they can reschedule for you. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're most welcome, Nico. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, sir.
All right.